Welcome to the Deep Dive. So, if you run a small business, or maybe advise one, you definitely know the drill. Your online survival, it feels like it just revolves around Google. We spend all this time optimizing our Google business profile, fighting for map visibility, you know.
Right, and for good reason. For a long time, Google has been the main gatekeeper, no question. But here's the thing we really need to start with, that whole reality. It's changing. And fast. In 2025, if your strategy begins and ends with Google, you are, frankly, exposed.
How so?
Well, consumers are now discovering businesses through this whole interconnected ecosystem. Think voice assistants, AI tools, specific apps, and they are all increasingly using their own data sources.
So they're just bypassing Google entirely?
Often, yes.
Yeah.
So we're not just talking about missing a small piece of the pie.
No, this sounds like future-proofing your business.
Mm-hmm.
The second a customer asks Siri or Copilot for a service, they're using data that might have nothing to do with your perfect Google profile.
Exactly. The modern local business has to think of its presence like a utility grid, you know, not a single generator. So our mission today is to map out this essential ecosystem outside of Google. We'll look at the other big gatekeepers and, crucially, the hidden data providers that decide if you even exist in this age of AI discovery.
Okay, let's unpack this. And let's start where millions of users are defaulted every single day, the big operating systems. We have to start with Apple.
We do.
We all know Apple Maps is for navigation, but just how much territory does Apple really control here?
It's fascinating, really. Apple is a completely proprietary walled garden. Every iPhone, every iPad, every Mac, it all defaults into Apple's world.
Right.
So if they ask Siri for the best local dry cleaner or they use Spotlight search on their phone, Apple is relying completely on its own data.
And I've heard that if you don't actively go in and claim your listing in Apple Business Connect, you're basically invisible to that entire iOS user base.
That is the cold reality. Apple uses its own ecosystem, totally distinct from Google's, to power maps, Siri, even directions on your CarPlay dashboard. If your data is wrong there,
you're just gone.
You're gone. Every iOS user, and that's a huge high-intent audience, will never be sent your way. You're just choosing to miss out on a massive segment of traffic.
That really clarifies the cost of not doing it. And I imagine that same idea applies to Microsoft, which is pushing AI so hard into its OS. Bing has always been, you know, number two. But it's becoming more strategic now, right?
Oh, absolutely. Bing is no longer just that search engine you use by accident. If you look at the bigger picture, Microsoft's deep integration of AI through Copilot, through Windows Search, it makes Bing Places an essential and fast-growing channel.
Okay, explain that connection for us. Why does Bing Places matter so much more now than it did, say, 3 years ago?
It's all about zero-click answers. Copilot, which is now embedded everywhere in Windows and Edge, it doesn't just give you a list of blue links.
It gives you the answer.
It gives you a generative, summarized answer. And where does it pull that verified business data from to build that confident answer?
Bing Places.
Bing Places. If you're listed accurately there, you have a really high chance of being the summary result that Copilot presents. It's the ultimate shortcut to discovery.
Wow. Okay, that totally reframes how to think about Bing. It's not about competing with Google's rankings.
No.
It's about being the foundational knowledge for the AI layer on the world's second biggest computing platform.
You got it. It's a future-forward investment in a stream of AI-curated leads.
Okay, let's pivot. We've talked about the global tech giants. Let's go hyper-local. Let's talk community and trust. This brings us to Nextdoor.
Ah, Nextdoor. Yeah, it's fascinating because it taps into word-of-mouth validation in a way that no algorithm can really replicate. It's local by design, all about connecting neighbors and trusted recommendations.
And here's where it gets really interesting, I think. For those service area businesses, you know, the electrician, the pool cleaner, the handyman, Nextdoor is pure gold.
It is.
If a neighbor recommends you on that platform, that single recommendation carries so much more weight than being like the third result in a Google Map pack. It's pre-vetted trust.
That's the key. People trust their community. If I'm looking for a reliable roofer, I'm way more likely to hire the person with three specific local Nextdoor endorsements than some random company from a search ad.
It just captures that hyper-local attention that SEO can't really touch.
Exactly.
All right. Now let's talk about the unsung heroes of this whole grid. the hidden data providers. These are the engines that determine if your info is correct across hundreds of other platforms, GPS devices, all of that. We're talking about data aggregators.
Yes, the true unseen backbone. Companies like Localese, Data Axel, and Foursquare. Most business owners have no idea they even exist, but they are absolutely critical.
Why? Make that impact clear for us. Why should a business owner care deeply about these three companies?
Because they are the highest leverage point for consistency, period. These aggregators, they take your basic business info and they distribute it across hundreds of smaller apps, GPS systems, voice assistants, platforms that rely on their data feeds instead of crawling the web themselves.
Like in-car navigation systems.
In-car navigation systems, niche industry directories, you name it.
Yeah.
Many of them pull directly from these aggregators.
So if my hours are wrong on Data Axel.
Yeah.
They could be wrong on 50 different platforms almost instantly.
Exactly. And that inconsistency is a crisis of confidence. For the customer, of course, but critically, for the AI, this is where NAP consistency name, address, phone number is just paramount.
Right.
That NAP data is the basic unit of structured data. If your name is John's Plumbing Service LLC on Google, but it's John Plumbing Service on Localese, an AI sees two different things.
It sees two different businesses.
It gets confused and it will just...
Yeah.
It won't recommend either one. Accuracy here eliminates the inconsistencies that completely destroy trust.
That reframes the problem entirely. It's not about just annoying a customer. It's about failing what you call entity resolution. The AI literally cannot figure out who you are.
It is the ultimate filter. Get your data right at the aggregator level, and that consistency just flows downstream to dozens of other platforms.
Okay, so let's move to that broader net, the smaller directories. We know that individually, these aren't going to give you Google-level traffic.
No.
But together, they form this crucial safety net. So how should we think about these strategically instead of just getting a long list of names?
It's a smart way to approach it. These directories basically do two things. They boost your reputation signals, and they capture very specific niche traffic.
Okay, so let's start with reputation. Which ones carry the biggest weight for reviews and trust, even if they aren't Google?
That's Yelp, hands down. I know some business owners have a love-hate relationship with it, but it's essential, especially for restaurants, home services. But here's the strategic part. Apple Maps and Siri pull heavily from Yelp reviews in their own search results.
So it's a cross-platform booster.
Exactly. And right next to that is the Better Business Bureau, the BBB. It carries massive trust value, especially with, say, older demographics or in the service industries, claiming that profile is just a pure signal of credibility.
Got it. What about the ones that capture more unique or maybe even legacy traffic?
That's where you find a platform like MapQuest. I know, the name sounds like 1998.
Yeah.
But it's still active in a lot of GPS and automotive systems.
Mm-hmm.
If you serve customers driving older cars or using fleet management software, MapQuest might be their data source. And similarly, you have Merchant Circle, which is surprisingly popular with local trades. It often pops up for rural or small town searches.
And what about for those who are actually looking for direct leads, contractors, professionals?
Angie, formerly Angie's List. That is the dominant player. If you're a contractor, you have to be there for those high quality leads. Then you have others like Manta, which is a small business directory that actually has surprisingly good indexing power in Google and Bing. And EaseLocal is another one. It's often mentioned as a really long-standing trusted directory just for creating that free foundational profile and getting that initial distribution out there.
That's a much clearer way to group them. Okay, so what does this all mean? Let's bring it back to this critical shift in 2025. If we connect all these dots, why is this unified management mandatory right now?
It all comes back to the growth of zero-click searches and AI assistants. In the past, if a listing was wrong, you know, a customer might click another link to find the right number.
A little annoying, but they figured it out.
Right. Now, the device is programmed to give one single, confident, summarized answer. It wants the factual summary.
And it builds that summary by checking everywhere.
Precisely. It checks Apple, Bing, Yelp, the aggregators. If your business is missing, or worse, has inconsistent NAP info across these platforms, the AI sees that data as untrustworthy, and it will most likely just ignore you for a competitor whose data is clean.
So the strategy isn't to ditch Google. Google is still the biggest source.
Of course not. It's about maximizing your consistency and coverage everywhere else.
It's a unified defensive strategy. Claim those profiles on all the platforms we talked about. Make sure your NAP is perfect across the board. And, you know, use services like AZ Lodal, which helps monitor and distribute this data to maintain that hygiene. Google's no longer the only gatekeeper. The AI's ability to resolve your business entity is the new bottleneck.
Wow. We've covered a huge amount of ground today. We mapped out the whole ecosystem, Apple and Bing as the critical alternatives, Nextdoor for hyperlocal trust, and the aggregators as that unseen backbone. The goal seems simple then. Maximize your data coverage and establish trust across every single platform a customer might use.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, the rise of these AI assistants means, well, it means just having a nice website is no longer enough. That's quickly becoming table stakes.
In the coming years, accuracy and consistency in these third-party databases, the Apples, Bings, Localizes of the world, that might become the single most important factor, determining whether your business even gets summarized and presented as a solution when someone asks their device for help.
So time to audit is now.
You must audit your consistency immediately.
That's a powerful and immediate challenge. Thank you for diving deep with us and providing that really clear map.
It was a pleasure.
We hope this deep dive helps you future-proof your visibility and meet your customers wherever they're searching. We'll catch you next time.